Hello, everybody. It's Karen and Susan again, and today we want to talk about visions. And as we were preparing for this session, for this podcast, Karen and I already talked a bit about visions, what we personally think visions are, and I gave an example. A vision that I thought I had about my work as a conflict consultant, and I said my vision is to travel around the world and as a conflict consultant and to support people in dealing with their conflicts without violence. And so my question for you, Karen, is what is actually a vision? And talking about this example, we realized that something is missing, that it does not relate to a community really in any sense. So what is a vision, and how is it something that we develop individually, or is it something that we share with others?
So yes, in my opinion, a vision is something that is generated in ourselves individually, but it needs a link to our community, to our society. It needs a collective impulse. That means, of course, I can absolutely understand your vision to be an international peace worker, but in my understanding, something would be missed. And this part would be, how are you embedded in this? I have a clear picture about you in working in this field, but why is it important for you, and why is it also important for others? So, and that means that there are some puzzles which are missed. So, in which conditions you want to work? What is the inner drive for you to follow this vision? So, and in my understanding, it would look like this, that I would like to describe, that I have experienced so many conflicts in which violence was the way in order to deal with this kind of conflict, or to eliminate this conflict. And when I have a vision of how a world could look like in which this violent approaches at least reduced, I would describe that we are living in a society where even the children are starting to get to know how they can express their needs, to learn how to perceive themselves better, to sense when they are trapping into patterns, that they learn to value themselves, and learn to express what they need, and that it continues, that the schools are a place where children can, yes, grow according to their needs and to their abilities, and that they get support, that they are not only get judged on what they are doing, that they get support to explore something completely new for them, and so forth. And maybe you can imagine how a society would look like when we are starting to see also differences not as something that is something dangerous to us, so that we get a learning experience in which we can express what is strange to me, what is annoying me, or whatever, so that we are learning from the very beginning to create contact and relations in which we are trying to be authentic, and in which it is not an offend to express conflicts.
Yes.
And in which we have an attitude that conflicts can contribute to our development to our personal, but also to our societal development, because we can create new things that might be more helpful for us to to live how we want to live. So, and when you describe, so to come back to the question that you have had, it helps us to better describe a broader picture. What do you want to contribute in your role as an international peace worker? How should the society or the community in which you are working in should look like then, so that you are not only describing your professional role, but also in which conditions do you want to work, to what you want to contribute, so that it is not only an individual wish, but a broader picture or vision in which conditions you want to take this role, in which you want to be embedded, and what else will happen in this image or imagined society or community that also feed again into your role. It is not only that you are doing something, but also the resonance and also the interaction in which you are embedded in this role. And this role part would be something that I would define later on, when it is when we will discuss about our responsibility and our role in the society. But first of all, of course, we should include ourselves in our visions, of course, but the vision is to describe more broadly the general context in which the values that we are share collectively can be more realized.
So it's sort of an imaginary picture of the future that we may carry in ourselves, that but that at some point we have to share them with others, or they have to relate to others in order to, you know, to become reality and to connect ourselves to the community that surrounds us,
maybe also to the unconscious desires of the others.
Is it something that is it a picture we have inside ourselves, or how do we realize a vision? How can we sense it or feel it? Is it something we see with our eyes?
Yes, where is it? I don't know exactly where to locate this or where this picture could be evoked in us. I think these are different fragments, maybe. So parts could be our fantasy, of course, because this is a really great resource for us for our imagination, of course, but we have also other descriptions. We have our memories. We have a lot of books describing utopia or other visions for societies, and we have also our inner desires and needs that leads us to other pictures. So we, in a situation when we experience that values are violated, we have an inner image, this is my opinion, how the situation look different when we see if somebody is facing violence. It must not only us ourselves who are experience violence, we as social beings can also sense what is done to others. And when we see it, we can feel anger, we can feel sadness, and as if it would be us who are the victims of violence, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And in this perception, we have also the possibility to evoke the pictures, how it looks, how it should look like differently.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
how I want to be treated by others. And it is yes. more the look on this other side, what is good for us, what are our experiences with other people that really nourish our needs, and what are relationships that are stable and safe for us, what institutions in which we feel belonging to, and these are the other impressions that we have in uh-huh. ourselves. And the vision work can generate a channel to these inner pictures, wishes, fantasies, experiences, and out of these resources we can develop these visions. And the visions, they are sensual. You can invite yourself. How would it feel when you are a closer part of a community? Where do you see yourself located? Who is close to you? Or in how look the institution in which you are working? Is it a friendly place? Is this a light space? Or what? How does it look? Is this something that you really can zoom closer and closer? And thereby, you are making it your own vision.
Mm-hmm.
And
is it mm-hmm. the same as an aim?
No, it's not the same. For me, aim is something that you can achieve. You can clearly define when you want to achieve this aim, what are the necessary steps to take, who should be also getting involved in order to achieve the aim. This is something, and it is terminated. So you can say, okay, until the end of the year, I want to achieve this and that. So, and a vision is completely different. It is not really something that you can realize. Maybe you can realize parts of it, but a vision is also something that is connected to other persons. So, and it is changing always, also a little bit, and it is also related to the values. So,
mm-hmm.
in our cut, we have the first step to look what values are violated and how should it looks like if once they are more realized. So, and values are something that we share collectively. They are of course linked to our individual needs, but this is something that we share, and therefore a vision is also something that we can strive together for, but we will never achieve. So it's a little bit paradox, because a vision can give us a lot of strength to work towards it, but it will never be become reality as such.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and how is it different from an ideal?
An ideal drains us of our strength and let us see more our deficits and shortcomings. So an ideal is mostly an overemphasizing one value only, and therefore we are getting to subordinate ourselves to this ideal. And in a vision that is linked to values would be something that gives us strength and also more space. It does not reclaim that we should subordinate or obey us to a value, but it invites us to find different expressions in how we can ritualize this value and how we can create new links and relationships, for instance.
Okay, yeah. Okay, thank you. I think now I have a clearer picture of what a vision is and what it is not. Is there something that you would like to add that is still important to know about visions?
Maybe, again, something to compare ideal and value. For me, a value is born out of our love of humanity. Let me express it like this. That could be a source for it. And an ideal is often a source of cultural violence, because mostly it justifies conditions of dominance and ownership or obedience. So this is my experience, that when it tends to become more an ideal than a value that is linked to a vision, it creates a lot of pressure and force and it creates more isolation and not being together. And this is also something that I would like to add.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so I hope we all have a better idea about what visions are, how they are different from aims, how we can feel connected with others. So thank you, Karen, for talking about this. And that was our little podcast about visions.
Thank you.